RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Hello, for listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, today in history, focus, and news in brief. We'll continue our next program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Vice President Yusuf Kalla firms now ransom to free 4 hostages. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia to double trade by 2020. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla says that the government has no prepared ransom money to free Indonesian hostages who are still being held by militant groups in the southern Philippines. 4 Indonesians are being held in a different location to where 10 Indonesian hostages who were recently freed had been held. He added that the group holding each cohort of Indonesians was also different. Because of situation, the 4 people had not been freed at the same time as the other 10. He declined to provide further details on the negotiation but stressed that the government never provided ransom money to ensure the release of hostages as it could lead to repeat or similar cases. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also said that the government would open door to any party wanting to provide assistance in the efforts to release the hostages. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have agreed to double their bilateral trade value by 2020 as the two countries believe they have a lot of potential for expansion. Trade Minister Expert for Trade Services Arlinda Inban Jaya said while receiving a Saudi business delegation at their office in Jakarta on Wednesday that the figures are yet to reflect the potential of both countries. She also said Saudi Arabia had expressed interest in cooperating with various business players, including those running professional nursing care, producing pharmaceutical products, cosmetic and medical equipment. Arlinda also pointed out that Saudi Arabia is one of the biggest potential markets for Indonesia in the Middle East. Creating quality jobs, developing the private sector and combating climate change will be the Asian Development Bank's ADB's priorities to create vibrant and sustainable growth in the Asia-Pacific region. ADB President Takehiko Nakao laid out the multilateral bank's future course during its annual Board of Governors meeting, which runs from Monday until Thursday. On quality jobs, Nakao said the ADB was contributing to job creation and improved workplace conditions by supporting education and skill development for youth, especially young women, promoting core labor standards and investing in key infrastructure such as power plants, roads and railways, especially in fragile and conflict affected countries. Nakao also added that employment opportunities, especially for the youth, are essential to make the economy vibrant and to promote social stability. ADB should also ensure a safe and decent work environment. Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo said that his administration is in the process to find sponsor for Indonesian racer Rio Haryanto of the Manor Racing Team. Governor Ganjar said when meeting Rio's mother Penny Indawati at his office on Wednesday that as much as 150 billion rupees, around $11.3 million, need to be paid so Rio can continue to race this year. Central Java administration will help to raise the fund. Penny had expressed her concern over the completion of Rio's payment to Manor Racing Team. Governor Ganjar said that he had called State-Owned Enterprises Minister Rini Sumarno and Youth and Sport Minister Iman Rawi to discuss the matter. However, both ministers had not returned the calls yet. Governor Ganjar then called a number of state-owned enterprise directors, including those of Garuda Indonesia, Pertamina, and Bank Mandiri. Indonesia's slow pace of economic growth in the first quarter of 2016 was mainly due to the limited growth in the both government spending and investment. The Central Bank Executive Director of Communication, Tirta Segara, said on Wednesday that the weak government spending is influenced by seasonal pattern of government spending, which is still relatively limited at the beginning of the year. He said private investors were in a wait-and-see mode, despite the government's vow to speed up the infrastructure projects. He further explained consumer spending was still growing strongly, supported by basic food prices, which remained stable. On the external side, Tirta said, along with the improvement in some export commodities, Indonesia's overall export performance had improved, although it was still experiencing a contraction phase. The last item, Indonesian government and the Mega Chamber of Commerce agreed to increase trade by 15% per year. In 2015, the amount of trade between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia reached $8.5 billion. Chairman of Mega Chamber of Commerce, Mahir Jamal, said that the amount does not represent the potential of both countries. In fact, Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have a good relationship in politics and culture. In Bayan Mission held in Jakarta on Wednesday, May 4th, Mahir Jamal said that the Indonesian government and the Mega Chamber of Commerce agreed to increase trade by 15% per year.
ونجد أن من واجبنا كغرف تجارية تسهيل التعامل بين التجار.
At this meeting, we agreed to increase trade by 15% annually up to 5 years in the future next. Then we have also agreed to boost bilateral relations through increased transaction by increasing the reciprocal visit of employers and business people of both countries, and to make websites are friendly to the interests of businesses directly. Mahir Jamal further said Indonesia and Saudi Arabia agreed to eliminate the trade barriers and encourage the rules that may create a conducive business. In Bayan Missions, 40 business people of Saudi Arabia attended and met Indonesian business people. On the occasion, advisor to the Minister of Trade for Trade Services, Arlinda, said that Saudi Arabia business people have high interest to cooperate in the field of professional nursing care, pharmaceutical products, cosmetic, and medical devices. Saudi Arabia is also interested in working in the sector of the car industry and car accessories, construction and building materials, textile, agriculture and plantation products, food and beverages, interior design, jewelry, and other business lines. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. Magnificent beauty of nature among the colors of heaven. This is a wonderful place. I feel love. I feel wonderful, oh wonderful, Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. You may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destination in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention three kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief, why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo, and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
A wonderful Indonesia.
Listener, our commentary today entitled Hunting Corruptors as Law Enforcers. Indonesian Corruption Eradication Commission, KPK, keeps bent outreach. In fact, some conflicts of corruption are law enforcement officials. A court clerk of a district court in Jakarta is processed for alleged bribery case for judicial review. They hope the case is more serious when there are indications of the involvement of a top official in the Supreme Court. This is likely to complete the resounding note of KPK in eradicating corruption in Indonesia. In 2014, former chief of Constitutional Court Akil Mukhtar was caught guilty and subjected to life imprisonment in cases of bribery and money laundering. The seriousness of the Indonesian nation to eradicate corruption is proven by KPK that keeps hunting the criminals from lower level to the upper level. Whether it's ordinary people or high-ranking official, those in part will be punished. Potential loss of state amounting to trillions of rupiah was also successfully saved since the KPK first began operation in 2003. This achievement cannot be separated from the great support that continues to flow from all components of the society. The public escort is evident when there was an attempt to revise Law No. 30-2002 on Eradication Commission Act. The assistance of the public behind KPK made some parties resigned who tried to sneak previous provisions that would undermine the KPK. No one can guarantee corrupt behavior to disappear from human civilization. Moreover, as the development of civilization itself triggers the demands of living and greater temptation. In such situations, what we can't be sure of is the implementation of the law enforcement, including to law enforcers. Cleaning the law enforcers from fraud and irregularities will affect people's psychology. Therefore, the success of law enforcement for law enforcers will be an important asset to maximize the efforts of law enforcement in building the nation. In addition, there is no doubt how crucial the synergy and mutual understanding is among countries. Without cooperation, the perpetrators of corruption can escape far away and conceal their proceeds of crime in another country. In the context of combating corruption, Indonesia is very grateful for the support of several countries that recently a number of fugitives were arrested from their hideouts abroad. With clear and honest law enforcement officials and the support of other countries, people will think twice and even the could-be corruptors once attempt to commit corruption. Listener, that was commentary today, read by Rahmana.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Okay. Listeners, nice to be with you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History of Rare World Service, Voice of Indonesia. We start from a find on May 5th, 1961, when Alan Bartlett Shepard became the first American to travel into space. Rear Admiral Alan Bartlett Al Shepard, November 18, 1923, July 21, 1998, was an American naval officer and aviator, test pilot, one of the original NASA Mercury 7 astronauts, and businessman, who in May 1991 became the second person and the first American to travel into space. This Mercury flight was designed to enter space but did not reach the orbit. On May 5, 1961, Shepard piloted the Mercury Redstone 3 mission and became the second person and the first American to travel into space. He named his aircraft Mercury Spacecraft 7, Freedom 7. It was launched by Redstone rocket and unlike Gagarin's 108-minute orbit flight in a Vostok spacecraft, three times the size of Mercury capsule. Shepard stayed on a ballistic trajectory for 15-minute suborbital flight, which carried him to an altitude of 116 staged miles, around 187 kilometers, and to splashdown point, 302 staged miles, around 486 kilometers down the Atlantic missile range. The next event was in 2004, Abdul Mukti Ali died. Professor Dr. Abdul Mukti Ali was a leader of Islamic reform, who pioneered liberalism of Islamic thinking in Indonesia's modern era. As a pioneer of Islamic liberation in Indonesia, Abdul Mukti Ali was well known, a very moderate and appreciative pluralist, either internal Muslim or external outside Islam. Ali Mukti was alumni of Indonesian Islamic University. He was born in Cebu, Central Japan, 23rd of August, 1923. The Islamic reform message, which were conveyed by Ali Mukti, had a stylish and unique in contrast to most other Muslim thinkers and reformers. Ali Mukti was astute enough and tended to introduce the idea of liberal Islam in such a way so that the relative did not cause resistance from those who disagree with him. Music. And the last event was in 2007 when Kenya Airways Flight 507 crashed in the initial stage of its second leg. Kenyan Airways Flight 507 was a scheduled Abidjan Douala Nairobi passenger service operated with a Boeing 737-800 that crashed in the initial stage of its second leg on May 5th of 2007, immediately after takeoff from Douala International Airport. The plane broke into small pieces and came to rest mostly submerged in a mangrove swamp at the end of the Douala International Airport runway 12. There were no survivors. The investigation by the Cameroon Civil Aviation Authority determined that the pilots failed to notice and correct assist band following takeoff. This led to loss of control and crash of the aircraft. After the crash, the flight route destination was changed from Kikwi 507 to Kikwi 504 for flights between Douala and Nairobi with the same aircraft type. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
Listener, it's nice to be with you again in our regular program Focus. The theme of today's focus is Indonesian workers must possess profession certificates to face ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. The World Labor Day or May Day 2016 was celebrated on Sunday, May 1, 2016. The commemoration of Labor Day becomes a serious attention of trade unions, employers, and Bekasi government officials in connection with ASEAN Economic Community, AEC. Bekasi Regent Nenen Hasanah Yassin said in Bekasi West Chapel on Sunday that with the implementation of ASEAN Economic Community, all ASEAN citizens can go to Indonesia. The influx of foreign workers into Indonesia should be seriously and jointly paid attention how the government employers are able to raise the workers' skills. In addition, behavioral problems of the workers are also important for entrepreneurs. For this reason, the government and private companies have signed Memorandum of Understanding MOU about 30% of workforce should be taken from Indonesian workers. Regent Nenent said that this aims at increasing the number of labor absorption among Bekasi employees. Meanwhile, in a different region, Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan reminded that the workers in Yogyakarta must have probation certificates. If not, it is feared that the existence of local workers will be marginalized by foreign workers. On the sidelines of a healthy fund run to commemorate Labor Day or May Day in Yogyakarta City Hall on Sunday, Governor Sri Sultan said this year is part of a ASEAN Economic Community 2017 ASEAN-China Free Market and in 2020 the global market. There is no choice. Inevitably, Indonesia must enter a competition among nations. Based on standard of the World Trade Organization, WTO, good quality human resources are based on not only having a diploma but also having profession certificates. Otherwise, foreign workers who enter Indonesia and have profession certificates could displace local workers. But Yogyakarta regional government is trying to find solutions so that local labor market remains advantage as a result of the global free market. Thus, Governor Sultan wishes the National Standard Agency be assigned in charge of certification of industrial product and human resources can carry out a task so that it can speed up the certification process. As a result, the workers are also asked to be committed to having the will to improve their professionalism. Governor Sultan also pointed out that both products and workers are competing. Governor Sri Sultan also talked about the aspect of product quality competitiveness, which becomes a joint challenge among the government, employers, and workers. High competitiveness is absolutely necessary because the global market is no longer the sense of local products, because there are no boundaries between local products and import ones. Thus, consumers will choose the most affordable price with better quality. Listener, that was Focus Today, read by Rahmana.
Here news in brief, read by Rahmana. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla says that the government has no prepared ransom money to free Indonesian hostages who are still being held by a militant group in the southern Philippines. Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have agreed to double their bilateral trade value by 2020 as the two countries believe they have a lot of potential for expansion. Creating quality jobs, developing the private sector and combating climate change will be the Asian Development Bank's ADB priorities to create vibrant and sustainable growth in the Asia-Pacific region. Central Java Governor Ganjar Pranowo said that his administration is in the process to find sponsor for Indonesian racer Rio Haryanto of the Manor Racing Team. Indonesia's slow pace of economic growth in the first quarter of 2016 was mainly due to the limited growth in both government spending and investment. Indonesian government Demeka Chamber of Commerce agreed to increase trade by 15% per year. In 2015, the amount of trade between Indonesia and Saudi Arabia reached $8.5 billion. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Open your eyes, open your mind. Feel the warmth, see the smile. Friendship and love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, stand with me. People of the land, they dance and sing. And with the same beauty of measure, among the colors of heaven, this is a wonderful place. I feel love. Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia present Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016. Are you dreaming of enjoying the beauty of Indonesia? Make your dreams come true by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz. you may be the lucky one to visit the enchanting Indonesia for free. Answer these following questions. 1. In early 2016, Indonesia won International Tourism Awards. Could you mention the three awards? 2. Mention 3 out of 10 Indonesian priority tourism destinations in 2016. 3. What is the biggest Buddhist temple in the world that we can find in Indonesia? 4. Mention 3 Indonesia's world cultural heritage which have been recognized by UNESCO. 5. Mention 3 kinds of Indonesian cuisine. 6. How do you listen to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia? 7. What is your favorite program? 8. Please tell in brief why do you want to visit Indonesia? You can find information about the answer at www.indonesia.travel. Send your answers, photo and copy of passport to wiquiz2016@gmail.com. wiquiz2016@gmail.com or to our address at Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, number 4 and 5, Central Jakarta, 10110, before May 7, 2016. Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2016 is brought to you by Tourism Ministry of Republic of Indonesia and RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, wonderful Indonesia.
You're still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, broadcasting to the frequencies of 95.25 kHz, 11.785 kHz, and 15.150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here is our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it's a great pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll invite you to visit Southeast Sulawesi. Stay tuned. Listener, kecombrang, kantan or honje is a kind of herb plant that have different names in each region in Indonesia. In Medan, the plant is known with the name of kincung. Minangkabau communities called it sambuang, while Palopo people in southeast Sulawesi called it with the name patikala. Honje is reddish, light banana ornamental plant. Its fruit creamed to nearly spherical knob with diameter of 10 to 20 centimeters. Kecombrang or honje flower usually used as a mixture of flavoring various dishes in the archipelago. The flower is often used as a salad or boiled vegetables and eaten with chili sauce in West Java. The steamed kecombrang is also often used as part of pecel or typical salad in Banyumas. In Pekalongan, kecombrang that is finely sliced, used as an ingredient for magana, a kind of ointment made from young jackfruit. Unlike from other regions in Southeast Sulawesi, Palopo people use patikala as a spice for its typical food such as paride, lawa, and a number of other foods. Giving a sour savory taste is the reason of people to use patikala as a spice. Besides being used in food, patikala also be used as a Palopo typical beverage called patikala juice. Listener, patikala juice is one of culinary tourism menu in Kolaka Utara Regency, Southeast Sulawesi. To make the juice is not difficult. Firstly, patikala is cleaned, cooked, then blended with the ice cubes and water. It does not use sugar or other mixture because it can miss the taste. Patikala basically has sour taste, but when it became a drink, patikala showed different flavors without leaving its typical flavor. After it has been processed, patikala juice tasted so fresh. Listener, besides it can relieve thirsty, patikala juice is actually also very beneficial for health. Patikala fruit is one of hundreds of fresh fruit that also serve as an herbal medicines. Aside from a good taste, the fruit can also treat cholesterol and lose weight. If you're traveling or just a visit to the Kolaka Utara, you can easily find this refreshing drink. The price is relatively cheap, around 7,000 up to 10,000 rupiah per glass. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonderful today with the topic patikala juice. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello listener of Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back to Miscellany. In today's edition, we'll inform you about Bali is chosen as the best island in Asia. Stay tuned. Listener, Bali is chosen as the best island in Asia recently of a TripAdvisor version. The TripAdvisor is the biggest tourism community in the world that reaches 350 million unique visitors every month. This website also displays more than 290 million reviews and opinions about 5.3 million accommodations, restaurants, and the world tourism objects. Bali has successfully defeated the islands called as the worlds of heaven, such as Phuket, Havelock, and Taketomicho Iriomote-jima. Bali is chosen because all facilities and elements that mostly interested by the world's tourists provided there. Hotels, restaurants, and tourism attractions in Bali have been named as fantastic category. Not only Bali, but also Lombok and Gili Trawangan became the most wanted tourism destination in Asia. From the TripAdvisor judgment, Lombok is included in the fifth biggest position in Asia, followed by Gili Trawangan in the sixth position. The appreciation from TripAdvisor is determined by using algorithm to count the quantity and quality of reviews and rating for hotels, restaurants, and attraction of interest in island in the world. The assessment is calculated for 12 months based on reviews and testimonies of the visitors. Listener, Bali is not the only tourism site that recently received an award. The Ngurah Rai International Airport also received two prestigious awards from the International Airport Council, ACI, as the Most Developed Airport 2015 and the airport with the third best service in the world. The award is based on survey of Airport Council International on the quality service during 2015. The gratification was based on survey to 550,000 flight users from 320 international airports in 80 countries. The two awards were handed over by the ACI Director General Angela Gittens on the conference that was held by the International Airport Observer Organization in Gold Coast, Australia on April 18 to 20. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miscellany with the theme Bali is chosen as the best island in Asia. I'm Nuka Kusumati. We'll meet again in the next Miscellany with another interesting topic.
Again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back to Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to an Indonesian pop singer, Berlian Hutauruk. Well, listener, let's listen to the first song entitled Badai Pasti Berlalu by Berlian Hutauruk. Happy listening. Thank you. Listener, Berlian Hutauruk was born in October the 1st, 1957, a soprano voice singer, which is very popular with Badai Pasti Berlalu album, which was worked by Eros Jarot in 1977. Berlian did not expect if the album of Badai Pasti Berlalu can be long-lasting album in Indonesia and make the name of Berlian Hutauruk soar up. Earlier, Berlian Hutauruk became the second winner of the Jakarta Pop Singer Festival in 1975, one level below Margie Sagers, who won the first winner, and one level above Melky Guslau, who was the third champion. At the National Pop Singer Festival in 1975, she has ranked fourth, under Melky Guslau, the first prize, Margie Sagers, the second prize, and Eddie Silitonga, the third place. Well, listener, let's listen to the next song, entitled Dirimu Satu by Berlian Hutauruk. Enjoy the song.
Adakah
In addition to success in the Indonesian music industry, Berlian Hutauruk also penetrated the big screen and become the soundtrack and the title of Indonesian film at that time, such as Badai Pasti Berlalu. Well, listener, to conclude our program for today, let's listen to the last two songs by Berlian Hutauruk. Happy listening, and sampai jumpa.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id. Or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.